X presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Good morning, 7-Eleven. Brock, Hunter.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
What's happening?
What's that?
All right, we're going to check out your full forecast here in just a little bit. I'll probably leave it to the professionals. Right now, though, let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, Hunter, you're going to hate this, man.
Oh, great.
Finger-licking good turns into finger-licking bad.
Why?
KFC's what? Potato wedges?
Huh?
Are gone.
Are gone, huh?
They're gone. KFC has started getting rid of its potato wedges and replacing them with normal fries. They've been rolling out their secret recipe fries to some stores already, and soon enough, they'll be in every store. And people aren't happy. The social media
are gonna be pissed.
Yeah. The social media response to the end of the wedges has been mostly negative. I don't like this one bit.
No, here's why it's ridiculously stupid, and it's going to fail so hard, and you won't see it for long. Because where else do you get potato wedges?
Nowhere.
Where?
Nowhere.
No. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what the F are you doing, KFC? You're the only one that have potato wedges, and you're like, let's just get rid of these.
I have no idea the reasoning behind this. It does not make sense at all. Put that special fry seasoning or whatever they're doing with these regular fries on your potato wedges. Mm-hmm. That's, you don't have fried chicken with shoestring potatoes.
No.
What?
No. Nobody has. For God's sakes.
The colonel has lost his freaking finger-licking mind.
Yeah, it's just some hair-pulling decisions. Sometimes you just look at somebody and you're like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like it's the common sense should tell you that's a bad idea. But some people are just like, hell with it. Let's go out on the limb. Let's try it.
And maybe they are trying to look for a response. I know they're already testing them in some markets, and maybe they'll see, hey, Reddit basically got the Sonic movie changed. Yeah. Because the graphics, so maybe it's the true uproar, but I just add regular fries. Don't get rid of one and supplement it with. That's not your thing. You've never had French fries. Why are you? This pisses me off.
Wait a second, though. A second. KFC has been around way too long. They've had way too many smart people. They've had delicious food for years. So something's going on. So here's what it is, Brock. Mm-hmm. They're coming out with the fry, and they're saying they're getting rid of the wedges. Of course there's going to be an uproar. Mm-hmm. They know that, of course. So you got everybody talking about KFC. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to be like, all right, we're going to bring the wedges back. And when they bring the wedges back, everybody's going to be going to KFC to get those wedges.
That's an abusive relationship if I've ever seen one. For God's sakes. For God's sakes.
But you know what? We're one step ahead of you, KFC.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going.
Tell you what, Colonel, why don't you suck it? Because I got to figure it out. You take that finger-licking good sauce and shove it right up.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, KFC. Tell you sponsor our show. Yeah. We're going to rip on you.
Yeah, you sons of bitches. I hope you choke on those new shoestring potatoes, you
choke
son
on
of a
bone.
Bitch. I hope you get a bone wedge right in your windpipe, you son of a bitch. You white-haired... You curly, white-headed son of a bitch.
Well, you know my opinion.
Yeah.
I haven't been there. I haven't been there in what, a year? Year and a half?
Yeah.
Took one experience.
Not for me. I'll give it a bunch of chances. So, anyway, there you go. KFC making everyone mad. You know, this is not a time when we need one of our favorite, chicken chains tearing us apart anymore. Lastly, you should probably buy adult toys more often, not just for variety, but for sanitary purposes. According to a new survey, 41% of people say they buy new adult toys once a year at most. 12% buy a few every year, and 3% buy them several times a year. 44% of people, including half of men and more than a third of women, say they never buy them.
So if you really think about it, we're like the only animal that like uses something to...
Well, now I got to Google this. Engineer Terry, this is for research.
Right.
Do any other animals.
That's what you're Googling?
Use sex toys. What? It's a valid question. Enter.
I don't think so.
It turns out that humans aren't the only animals that occasionally need a little help in the bedroom.
Come on. No, wait.
According to the New York Times, researchers have discovered wild chimpanzees spicing up their love lives by creating sex toys.
Get out of here. No way. I was going to say a chimp or a monkey or something.
You know what?
The closest to humans.
I think your wife might be part chimpanzee then with all the bananas she's throwing down.
Bananas. Come on. The banana, that's what it is, isn't it? It's got to be.
Oh, man, I don't know if they fashion other things, so.
Dude, let's move on. I got this terrible image in my head right now, too. God.
I'm not going to now.
No.
It's interesting. How many sex toys do you have in your house, Hunter?
In my house? I don't know. Probably like 32, 33, maybe.
Cripes! What the hell? What?
No, I'm kidding.
Do you have a store? Do you sell them as a side business?
Dude, you haven't been in that one room. That's why that door is always closed.
That red door that says "Do not enter, employees only." Is that one?
Hey, I'll tell you a quick story. I do have a sex swing, and you know what? I don't even know why I'm telling something. Well, I used it one time. This is way back, and so I used to hang it up, and when people would come over, and I'd sit there and I'd start playing like Nintendo and just not say anything. Until, like, they would bring it up, be like, are you is that a, because it had, like, stirrups, you know? It'd be sitting there, and people would just get, it would be so awkward, dude. It would be so awkward, and I'd have to sit there and not smile or do anything until they brought it up. Is that a sex swing? Yeah.
One, I'm glad I've never seen that sex swing. Two, because I want to start some stuff with you and your wife. What was the name of the girl you used the sex swing with?
Oh, God. It was your mom.
Oh, good yes. For you.
What a buildup.
Good for you.
What a buildup.
You're a real piece
of the park.
You're a real piece of trash, you know that. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.